This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Allahu Akbar. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah. أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح الله أكبر الله أكبر لا
الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله وصحبه ومن والاه وبعد. All praise due to Allah and His praise and blessings be upon our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, his family, his companions and his followers until the day of judgment. I bear witness that Allah is the only one worthy of worship and Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, his last and final messenger. In one of my trips to Malaysia, I had a person who traveled with me. And he drove me crazy in that trip because he's very negative. And the whole trip complaining about everything, about, you know, his first, I think, trip to that part of the world. And he keep comparing, you know, whatever he experienced in the West to what he's seen in the Far East. And it became like too much. So I said, the only way to get the guy, you know, in a good mood, I took him to one of my favorite dessert places in Malaysia. Anybody been to KL know what I'm talking about. It's called Big Apple Donut Place. They have this nice, juicy, fluffy, you know, thin and very nice donuts, you know. I said, just load him with some sugar. Maybe he will change his attitude. So I took him to the stores, and it's Big Apple, so, you know, remember, you know, New York. And I walked with him to the store. I said, taste it. It's very nice. He said, yes, but it has a very big hole in the middle. So no matter what you do, some people always have this negative way of looking at the world. You know, they just look at the world from this lens of always there is something bad, always there is something wrong, always there is something missing. You know, the only thing he can see in the donuts is the hole, not the donuts. You know, and it was interesting to see people like this. And I experienced in my life, a lot of people live their life while they believe that, you know, evil and bad things and diseases and calamities surrounding them and no way you will survive. And I don't know how people like this will ever be happy in their life. While they always expect bad things to happen and always expect the terrible thing outcome will come and things will not go in the right way. Either it is hasad, either it is sihr, is it somebody give me evil eye, somebody, you know, did something bad to me. Or always there is something there, you know, to ruin your life. As if life meant to be just nothing but difficulties one after another. Well, the reality is, yes, there is difficulties in life. There is challenges in life. But in each one of them, there is a gifts. There is opportunities for you. And that's why Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam كان سيد المتفائلين. يقول أنس رضي الله عنه كان يحب التفاؤل. وكان النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم يتفاعل The Prophet ﷺ loves optimism, loved to be up. He was an optimistic person, sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He always saw, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, opportunities. He always want positivity surrounding him and his companions. That's why he's very particular and meticulous about the words that he used. From day one, قدم المدينة وكانت تسمى يثرب من التثريب وهو النقص. فقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم بل هي طيبة. He changed the name of the city from يثرب, which it means have a negative connotation to it, to call it طيبه, the good city. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, what's your daughter's name? قال هي عاصية. قال لا بل هي جميلة. She is, what's her name? عاصية. عاصية means sinner. He said, no, call her جميلة. He said, where are you from? He said, نحن من أرض يقال لها غبرة أو عفرة. قال بل هي خضرة. It's not, you know, a dusty, empty land. He said, call your land, you came from the green land. Masmuk, when Ali radiallahu anhu wanted to name his son Harb, can you read and you send me Ibn al-Hasan Harb? فقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم لا هو حسن. وقال مرة لرجل قال مسمك قال حرب قال غيره اجعله سلم. النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم refused the word حرب to be given as a name to a child. Even his Ali radiallahu anhu, his child, he wanted to name him Harb. He said, no, war. He said, no. He called him Hassan, Jameel, beautiful. And another man he called, change your name to peace. Innabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has so many stories like that, wherein Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will always show his companion that sense of optimism, that he always sees, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, a great future waiting for him. And that's the religion that he came with. A religion that taught us the beautiful concept of at-tawbah, repentance to Allah. Ma hiya at-tawbah? Repentance to Allah is nothing but optimism. But to put hope that Allah not only will accept you back, but He will reward you, He will elevate you, He will erase your sin, He will, you know, draw you near to Him, and He will guide you. That's a great sense of optimism. Can you imagine if you go to repent to Allah while you have all this pessimism or negativity? No. You know that the tawbah will raise and will wipe out your sins, and you have that sense of optimism and trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Yes, we always have fear from our sins, but that should not take away the sense of optimism, the sense of trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the sense of husnul dhan billah, that you expect nothing but good from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Another concept on Sharia, which is ad-du'a. Can you imagine if you raise your hand while your heart full of negativity? You know it's not going to happen. You know it's not going to work. You know you're not going to get out of nothing, get nothing out of it. No. إنما أدعو الله حتى كأنما أرى بجميل الظن ما الله صانعه. I pray and I can visualize in front of me what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will do to me. I remember one brother for telling the story of his, you know, struggle of having children for so many years with his family. Then one brother told him once, do you really make dua? He said, yes. He said, do you really, really make dua while your heart really full of, you know, you're certain about it? He said, you know what? Before you make your dua today to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala about your child, let's go. And he go and he bought for him from the mall a set of clothes for a newborn baby. He said, that's, put it in your closet. Then he said, I want you to make dua while you're sure you already have the clothes for the baby. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepted from him, and he got twins actually. But when he said, yes, there is a consequence. It is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made it happen that day. But he said, for the first time when I made dua, when I prayed to Allah, it felt different. When I have that certainty in my heart, that yes, I know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala hears me and accept me, and I hope that He will give me what I'm asking for. You know, that whole concept of al-qadr, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, things happen when means are taken, when hindrance are removed. Al-qadr, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, whatever I decreed upon you is always the best for you, even if you don't see it right now. But the outcome eventually will be always the best for you. That's so different than a community that the Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam came to. a society and a world that the Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam lived in, and a world that the Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam brought a message to them with that sense of optimism versus that pessimism or being superstitious. Superstition is a big, huge chunk of every culture on the face of the earth. From far east to far west, from north to south. And people have very different ways of, you know, being superstitious by colors, by animals, look, by people who are, you know, have disabilities. You know, so many things, names, numbers, months. You know, the famous, يعني, من أسوأ ما سمعت في حياتي. One of the worst examples I've ever seen in my life, Ibn al-Rumi, هذا الشاعر المشهور المعروف. Ibn al-Rumi, one of the most pessimist person I ever seen in my life, heard of in my life. جاء مرة رجل فقال لا اذهب معي. قال اذهب حتى اتفاءل باسمك. اسمك؟ قال اقبال. يعني في ايش احسن من اقبال؟ قال لا اتشائمت باسمك. ماني براي. فسألوه قال كيف تتشائم باقبال؟ قال اقرأه بالعكس. إذا قرأته بالعكس كان لا بقاء. يعني a person invited him. He said, "What's your name?" And he said he read his name backwards. When you read his name backwards, it has a negative meaning. And he said, "No, I'm not going to go. That's like a bad luck." It's just how ridiculous a person can be. And he is smart. He's a very famous poet. But optimism is not. We don't have something in us. A button that you push and I become an optimistic person. You know? It's like a fake Botox. You put a Botox and all of a sudden you have a smile and like face, like smiley face. You know, it just, yes, because you just inject yourself with Botox. That's why you are smiling. You know? It's not genuine. I wish that there is like a Botox, for, you know, or a shot that it is make you an optimistic person. You just take it and you become an optimist. It does not work that way. It's something that you need to train yourself to train yourself to have that positive attitude towards life, towards what happened to you. It's not all about what happened to you. It's about how your attitude towards what happened to you. How can you see it in a positive way? How can you take it and you build on it? You can learn from it. You know, that's what make you change. As they say, your attitude will determine your altitude. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us this positive outlook for the world and positive attitude towards what happened to us in life. أقول ما سمعتم أستغفر الله لي ولكم بستغفر. Alhamdulillah, wahdahu as-salatu was-salamu ala Rasulillah. One of the beautiful things in our religion that psychologists talk about when it comes to the sense of optimism is the importance of how you carry yourself. That's why in our Sharia, it's important to dress nice. You know, you might have no control over your look, but you have control over your style. That's something you have control over. Dress nice, smell nice. You know, walk with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala when he described the believers in Surah Al-Furqan, Ibadur Rahman, one of the first things talk about how they walk. You know, they don't walk with arrogance, but also they don't walk like dead. When Umar saw somebody walking like his head's down and his shoulder clutched like that and dragging his feet, Umar daraba bid-durra, qal la tumit alayna deenana ya hadha. Don't make us look like dead. Walk with, you know, inna wathiq al-khuta yamshi malikan walau lam yakun mutawwaja. When you walk with confidence, with firm steps, it gives you that sense of, you know, good self-esteem. I love it when I grab somebody's hand and he grabbed my hand and look at me in my eyes. The first thing they teach, that give you, build a confidence, lead to a positive outlook to the world. In Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam taught us to smile and to always keep your smile. You know, I've been traveling a lot lately. You know, that's why I thought it starts at 12:30 and I'm coming like 15 minutes early, you know. It's how messed up it is. But you know what? Positive outlook. I learned how to make my khutbah short. Okay? So one thing is to smile. And since I came back, I feel like there is a couple of faces here I'm very familiar with. Their smile needs to be polished, you know, to bring it back. Don't ever be that borderline grumpy person, ever. Stay away from that. Smile is make you happy and confidence and you know, give you that, you know, positive attitude in energy inside you so you can bring it outside. And finally, I will say, being an optimistic and talking about optimism is not just some fluff talk to make you feel good about yourself. You know, what you don't know. إن حياتي ملأ بالمشاكل ملأ بالصعوبات. I want to tell you, you want to tell me, hey, Sheikh Walid, you don't know what's going on in my life. You know, I have a kid who's sick at home. I have a disease. I just got laid off. I'm in debt. I'm this, I'm that. You know, everybody has his own set of problems. But just don't add to them another problem. You know, start one step at a time. You know, don't talk about your problems. Start talking to your problems. Start dealing with them. And you know, when you deal with them with positive attitude, you will find yourself able to overcome. Optimism doesn't mean that you live in some la-la land, on fantasy world. No. Optimism, it means that you know there is diseases out there. But also you know that there is cures out there. فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ مَا أَنزَلَ دَاءَ إِلَّا جَعَلَ لَهُ دَوَاءَ إِلَّا الْمَوْتِ أَوْ الْحَرَمِ قَالَهُ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهُ وَسَلَّمُ. There is no disease unless there is a cure for it. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us always among those who Allah bring cure through their hands and to bring happiness to their hearts and to others and to their families. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us success on this life and the next. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make outcome of all these strategies that you see, tragedies that and calamities that we see in the world, the outcome is good for us. اللهم إنا نسألك أن تنصر إخواننا المستضعفين في غزة وفلسطين. اللهم اجعل دائرة السوء على من ظلمهم وخذلهم يا ذا الجلال والإكرام. اللهم انصرهم على من عاداهم. اللهم يا رب السماوات والأرض يا ذا الجلال والإكرام أحلل السلام وكان الأرض يا ذا الجلال والإكرام. اللهم إني أسألك يا حي يا قيوم أن تولي على المسلمين خيارهم وأن تبعد عنهم شرارهم وأن تولي علينا خيارنا وأن تبعد عنا شرارنا وأن لا تجعل ولايتنا في هذا البلد في من لا يخافك ولا يتقيك. اللهم يا أرحم الراحمين يا ذا الجلال والإكرام إن أردت بعبادك فتنة فاقبضنا إليك غير مفتونين. اللهم إنا نسألك أن تحفظنا وأولادنا وبلادنا وأموالنا وأهلينا وذرياتنا من كل شر. اللهم يا رب السماوات والأرض بلغنا رمضان. اللهم بلغنا رمضان وأعنا فيه على الصيام والقيام. اللهم كل من أراد الحج هذه السنة فأعنه ويسر له حجه يا ذا الجلال والإكرام. اللهم إنا نسألك أن تغنينا من فضلك ومن رحمتك إنك أنت الكريم الغني الواسع الحميد. وصل اللهم وسلم على نبينا محمد وقم للصلاة يرحمكم الله.
الله أكبر.